Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to the SolvedMystery.com podcast. Today, our podcast is all about nature and the honeybee. Honeybees are one of the most important creatures on the planet. They play a critical role in pollination, which is essential for the survival of many plant species, including those that produce the food we eat. Without honeybees, our world would be a very different place. Pollination is the process by which pollen from the male part of a flower is transferred to the female part of the same or another flower, leading to the fertilization of the flower and the production of fruits and seeds. Bees are really effective pollinators because they continuously visit a large number of flowers in search of nectar and pollen. And as they do so, they transfer pollen from flower to flower. Bees are responsible for pollinating approximately 80% of all flowering plants, including fruits, vegetables, and nuts that we eat every day as food. That makes them very important to our survival as a species. In addition to their role in pollination, honeybees also produce honey, which has been used by humans for thousands of years as a source of food and medicine. Honey is not only delicious, but also has many health benefits. It is rich in antioxidants, can help to soothe sore throats and coughs, and has antibacterial properties that can help to prevent infections. Today, we will do a deep dive on honeybees, the honey that they produce, difficulties the bees are facing in our current environment, and what each of us can do to help them out.
Hey there! You're listening to the Solved Mystery Podcast. If you're looking for an exciting opportunity to explore new, mind-expanding ideas, and to delve into thought-provoking theories on really complex and provocative questions, you've come to the right place. Twice each week, the Solved Mystery Podcast brings you a structured, science-based deep dive into an intriguing topic, accompanied by some of the most interesting thinkers around. And now your host, Dawn Beavers.
Honeybees are also important for the ecosystem as a whole. They play a crucial role in maintaining the balance of nature by pollinating wildflowers, which provide food and habitat for other animals, including birds and insects. Bees also help to fertilize crops that provide food for livestock, which in turn provide food for humans. Despite their importance, honeybees are facing many threats today. Pesticides, habitat loss, climate change, and diseases are all contributing to declining bee populations around the world. It is crucial that we take action to protect honeybees and their habitats if we want to continue to enjoy the many benefits they provide. By raising awareness about the importance of bees and their role in the ecosystem, we can inspire individuals, communities, and policymakers to take action to protect them. Let's talk about honey. Honey is a natural sweetener that has been used by humans for thousands of years. It has numerous health benefits and is used in a variety of ways, including as a food, a medicine, and as a cosmetic ingredient. Honey is a sweet, viscous substance that is made by the honeybees from the nectar of flowers. It is composed primarily of fructose and glucose, as well as small amounts of other sugars, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Honey has antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties and has been used for centuries to treat a wide variety of ailments such as sore throats, coughs, and wounds. Honey has always been a popular food ingredient and is used in a variety of dishes and beverages. It is used as a natural sweetener in tea, coffee, and other drinks, and is added to baked goods such as bread, cakes, and cookies. It is also used as a condiment, such as in marinades and salad dressings, and is a popular ingredient in many cuisines, including Middle Eastern, Indian, and Chinese. In addition to its culinary and medicinal uses, honey is also used in cosmetics and skincare products. Its moisturizing and antibacterial properties make it an effective ingredient in products such as face masks, lotions, and lip balms. Honey is also used as a natural hair conditioner and can be added to shampoos to improve hair health and shine. The total global honey production was approximately 2 million tons in 2020. China is the world's largest producer of honey, accounting for approximately 29% of global production. Other major honey-producing countries include Turkey, the United States, Russia, and Ukraine. Manuka honey, which is produced in New Zealand from the nectar of the manuka tree, is known for its antibacterial properties and is highly valued for its health benefits. Similarly, acacia honey, which is produced in Europe, is known for its light, delicate flavor and is used in many culinary applications. Orange blossom honey is exceedingly popular in North America. It's worth noting that the production of honey varies from year to year depending on a variety of factors, including weather conditions, the health of honeybee populations, and the availability of nectar-producing flowers. In recent years, there has been concern about the decline in honeybee populations due to factors such as pesticide use, habitat loss, and disease. This decline not only affects honey production, but also has a significant impact on the pollination of crops, which in turn affects the global food supply. To address this issue, efforts are being made to promote sustainable honeybee populations and protect their habitats. This includes measures such as promoting organic farming practices, creating bee-friendly green spaces, and reducing the use of harmful pesticides. Additionally, there are initiatives to support beekeepers and ensure the economic sustainability of honey production. Honey can be a natural alternative to conventional antibiotics. Honey has long been used for wound healing. The antibacterial properties of honey are partially due to the presence of hydrogen peroxide and other antimicrobial compounds. Studies have shown that honey can be effective in treating bacterial infections, including those caused by Staphylococcus aureus and Pseudomonas aeruginosa, two common bacteria that can cause serious infections in humans. Honey has also been found to be effective against some strains of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which has become a major public health concern in recent years. Honey is a valuable natural remedy for other health conditions, including skin infections, digestive issues, and respiratory infections. Beehives are fascinating structures that serve as the home and workplace for a complex community of bees. A beehive is essentially a colony of bees that work together to ensure the survival of their community. Within a beehive, there are three main types of bees: the queen bee, the worker bees, and the drones. The queen bee is the largest bee in the hive, and her primary role is to lay eggs. She is the only bee in the hive capable of reproducing, and her eggs will give rise to the next generation of bees. Worker bees are the most numerous bees in the hive and perform a variety of tasks, including foraging for food, caring for the queen and her eggs, and building and maintaining the hive. Worker bees are responsible for producing honey and beeswax, which are essential to the survival of the colony. Drones are male bees whose sole purpose is to mate with the queen bee. They do not have stingers and do not gather food or perform other tasks within the hive. The number of bees in a hive can vary depending on a variety of factors, including the health of the colony, the time of year, and the availability of food. A healthy hive can contain anywhere from 20,000 to 60,000 bees. Commercial beehives differ from those found in nature in a number of ways. In nature, bees will typically build their hives in hollow trees or other natural cavities. Commercial beehives, on the other hand, are designed to maximize honey production and make it easier for beekeepers to manage their colonies. Commercial beehives typically consist of wooden boxes that contain removable frames on which the bees build their combs. This makes it easier for beekeepers to harvest honey and monitor the health of their colonies. The amount of honey a single hive can generate per flow and the number of flows per year can vary depending on a variety of factors, including the strength of the colony, the availability of nectar and pollen, and the climate. A flow is a period of time when nectar is abundant and flowing in the environment, allowing bees to collect large amounts of nectar and produce honey. The number of flows per year can also vary depending on the location and climate. In general, a single hive can produce anywhere from 30 to 100 pounds of honey per flow. The length of a flow can vary, but it typically lasts for several weeks to a few months. Some common flows include the spring flow, which occurs when flowers and trees begin to bloom in the spring, and the fall flow, which occurs when plants begin to prepare for winter. The amount of honey a hive produces during a flow depends on the strength and productivity of the colony, as well as the availability and quality of nectar sources. During a flow, worker bees will collect nectar and bring it back to the hive, where they will process it into honey by regurgitating and evaporating the nectar. This process requires a lot of energy and teamwork from the bees, and the resulting honey is a valuable resource for the colony. Beekeepers must carefully monitor their hives during flows to ensure that the bees have enough space to store honey and that the honey is harvested at the right time. Harvesting honey too early can leave the bees without enough food for the winter, while harvesting too late can result in honey that is too thick and difficult to extract. So harvesting honey at the right time is essential for the health and survival of the bee colony. Beekeepers typically wait until the honeycomb frames are at least 80% capped with wax before harvesting. This ensures that the honey has been fully processed and has a low water content, which reduces the risk of spoilage and fermentation. After the honey is harvested, beekeepers may extract it from the honeycomb frames using a centrifugal extractor. This machine spins the honeycomb frames, forcing the honey out of the cells and into a container. Once the honey has been extracted, it may be filtered to remove any impurities, such as bits of wax or bee parts. When it comes to the best honey, there are many factors to consider. Different types of honey have unique flavors, colors, and properties, depending on the flowers and plants from which the nectar was collected. For example, clover honey is known for its mild, sweet taste, while buckwheat honey has a stronger, more robust flavor. Before the arrival of the European honeybee, butterflies and moths did most of the pollinization in the Western Hemisphere. European honeybees are a species of honeybee that originated in Europe and then naturally migrated to parts of Africa and the Middle East. They are important pollinators for many crops and plants, and their honey and beeswax are valuable products. Other honeybees include the Asian honeybee and the African honeybee, sometimes called killer bees because of their aggressive nature. These species have different behavioral and ecological characteristics, and they are found in different regions of the world. Bees are generally considered more efficient pollinators than butterflies and moths because they actively seek out flowers for their nectar and pollen, while butterflies and moths may be more passive in their foraging behavior. However, some butterfly and moth species are still important pollinators, particularly for certain plant species. Bees and butterflies may compete for resources in certain habitats, but they also have different preferences and behaviors that allow them to coexist in many environments. In fact, many plant species rely on both bees and butterflies for pollination, and the presence of multiple pollinator species can increase pollination efficiency and fruit production. Additionally, bees and butterflies have different physical characteristics that allow them to access different parts of flowers. Bees have hairy bodies that collect pollen as they move from flower to flower, while butterflies have long tongues that allow them to access nectar deep within flowers. One potential source of competition between bees and butterflies is the availability of floral resources. Both groups of pollinators rely on flowering plants for food, and changes in land use and habitat loss can reduce the availability of suitable flowers. However, research suggests that the impact of competition between bees and butterflies on pollination is generally minimal, and that both groups of pollinators play important and complementary roles in ecosystems. Many crops depend on bees for pollination, including fruits such as apples, strawberries, blueberries, and melons, nuts such as almonds and pistachios, and vegetables such as cucumbers, squash, and tomatoes. Bees are also important for the pollination of many seed crops, including alfalfa and clover, which are used as feed for livestock. The flower being pollinated can potentially affect the taste of the honey produced, as different plants produce nectar with different flavors and aromas. For example, honey produced from orange blossoms tends to have a light, citrusy flavor, while honey produced from clover may have a more mild, floral flavor. Orange blossom honey is more popular than others for several reasons. One reason is that orange trees produce a lot of nectar, which makes it easier for bees to collect large amounts of nectar in a short amount of time. In addition, the aroma and flavor of orange blossom honey are particularly appealing to many people. The most popular types of honey vary depending on the region and cultural preferences, but some common types include clover honey, wildflower honey, and honey produced from specific types of plants, such as lavender or eucalyptus. Some people also prefer raw or unfiltered honey, which is minimally processed and may contain pollen and other particles that can affect its flavor and nutritional content. It is important to note that honey should not be given to infants under 1 year of age, as it can contain bacteria that can cause infant botulism. The amount of money beekeepers can make from their hives varies depending on factors such as the size of the operation, the location, and the market demand for honey and other bee products. Some small-scale beekeepers may only make a few $100s per year, while larger operations can generate thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars in revenue. Beekeeping can be a physically demanding and time-consuming job, requiring frequent inspections of the hives and the use of specialized equipment to extract honey. In addition, beekeepers must take steps to protect their hives from pests and diseases and maintain a healthy environment for the bees. Beekeepers often locate their hives in areas with abundant sources of nectar and pollen, such as fields of flowering crops or wildflower meadows. They may also work with farmers or other landowners to rent or lease land for their hives. To protect their hives from animals such as bears or raccoons, beekeepers may use electric fences or other physical barriers. In some cases, beekeepers may also use special hive designs or other strategies to make it more difficult for animals to access the honey. It is worth noting that stealing honey from someone else's hives without permission is illegal and can have serious consequences. Beekeepers may take steps to protect their hives from theft, such as placing them in secure locations or using surveillance cameras. The bee industry is facing several problems, including habitat loss, pesticide use, climate change, and disease. One of the most serious issues facing bees and beekeepers is colony collapse disorder, or CCD, which occurs when a large number of worker bees in a colony simply disappear, leaving behind the queen and some of the young. CCD has been reported in many parts of the world, although it is not clear how widespread it is. Some studies suggest that CCD may be responsible for the loss of millions of honeybee colonies in recent years, with serious implications for agriculture and food production. The cause of CCD is not fully understood, but it is believed to be the result of multiple factors, including pesticide exposure, habitat loss, disease, and stress caused by commercial beekeeping practices. It is likely that a combination of these factors is responsible for the high rates of colony loss observed in recent years. This brings us to the question of large corporations and robotic bees. There have been some reports in the media about a major food retail company filing patents for robotic pollinators, which they have, but these patents do not involve robotic bees specifically. The patents describe a system of drones that could potentially be used for pollination or other agricultural purposes, but they do not mimic the behavior or appearance of bees. It is worth noting that the development of robotic pollinators is still in its early stages, and it is not clear if or when such technology will be commercially viable or widely adopted in the agricultural industry. Here are 8 actions that you can take right now to help bees and beekeepers. 1. Plant bee-friendly flowers and plants in your garden or on your balcony. Bees rely on nectar and pollen from flowers for food, and planting a diverse range of flowers can help provide them with the nutrition they need. 2. Avoid using pesticides and herbicides in your garden or yard, as these chemicals can be harmful to bees and other pollinators. 3. Support local beekeepers by purchasing honey and other bee products from them. Buying locally produced honey can also help support the local economy and reduce the carbon footprint associated with transporting honey from other regions. 4. Learn more about bees and beekeeping by reading books, attending workshops, or joining local beekeeping associations. 5. Write to your elected officials and urge them to support policies that protect bees and other pollinators, such as restrictions on pesticides and support for habitat conservation. 6. Create nesting sites for native bees, such as leaving areas of bare ground for ground nesting bees or providing nesting boxes for cavity nesting bees. 7. Donate to organizations that work to protect bees and their habitats. 8. Spread awareness about the importance of bees and pollinators by talking to friends and family, sharing information like this podcast on social media, or organizing community events. By taking these actions, you can help support the health and well-being of bees and beekeepers and contribute to a more sustainable and resilient food system. If you are considering becoming a beekeeper, there are a couple of ways to proceed. Anyone can become a beekeeper with the proper knowledge, training, and equipment. Beekeeping requires a certain level of skill and knowledge, but it is a hobby that can be learned by anyone who is interested and committed to the welfare of bees. There are many resources available for people who want to learn how to become a beekeeper, including books, online courses, workshops, and local beekeeping associations. Many beekeepers also offer mentorship and training programs for beginners. Before starting a beekeeping operation, it is important to understand the legal requirements and regulations in your area. In some places, there may be restrictions on the number of hives that can be kept in a residential area, or zoning requirements for beekeeping operations. In addition, beekeeping requires the right equipment, including protective clothing, hive components, and tools for managing the bees. It is important to invest in high-quality equipment and to maintain it properly to ensure the health and safety of both the beekeeper and the bees. Overall, while beekeeping can be a rewarding and fulfilling hobby, it is important to approach it with care and respect for the bees and to commit to ongoing learning and improvement. Another option, for those who live in the more crowded metropolitan areas or for those that want to participate in beekeeping but do not have the time or energy for beekeeping, is to do what I did to get involved. I found a local honey company that was growing. I worked out a hive management program with them. I purchase new hives, and they place and manage them, and we just divide the profits up at the end of each flow about 4 times per year. This allows the beekeeper to grow and take advantage of economies of scale, and it provides me with a better-than-average return on my money. I can take my profits in cash or in honey, or a mixture of both. For me, this is a better investment than some random stock purchase for my portfolio. I am helping the local economy by providing growth opportunities to a local entrepreneur, and I feel pretty good about what my money is being used for. Helping out the bee population has more than just financial rewards. It's all about sustainability, feeding people and animals, and making the world a little better place for the next generation. I am very, very happy that I got involved. Now, in full disclosure, I don't sell beehives or services. I don't take commissions off referrals or make any money off this. But if you are a beekeeper wanting to expand, or if you are someone that would like to have a nice side income owning some hives, send me an email and I can try to match you two parties up. You can go to the website or just send an email to don@solvedmystery.com. Beekeepers need to be aware of the challenges facing bee populations, including disease, pests, and habitat loss, and take steps to mitigate these threats and promote the health and vitality of their colonies. Overall, while beekeeping is open to anyone who is willing to put in the time, effort, and resources to learn and develop the necessary skills, it is important to approach it with humility, patience, and a willingness to learn from both successes and failures. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and please remember to share this podcast with your friends and to get them involved. We need all the help we can get.
Thank you for listening to the Solved Mystery Podcast with your host, Dawn Beavers. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, and most other platforms to get notified of all future episodes. For additional resources, or to listen to past episodes, or to appear on our show, please visit our website, solvedmystery.com. Our goal is to expand your knowledge every time you tune in. If you love the content we are sharing with you, please give us a review or a shout out on your social media. We always love hearing from you.